time to check in with Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing right here in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill. What are you seeing out there this morning?
Good morning, Brian. We've kind of seen the markets a little bit higher overnight. Steady mixed, I guess I'd call them here this morning. We've got some support coming from the better export sales in the corn and beans yesterday, and we have some still some concerns about the outside markets. Let's look at the corn here. We've got December corn up 1 cent at 376. The November beans are down a penny and a half right now at 877 and a half. December wheat is 486 and a half. That's down 3 1/4. On the livestock, we have the live cattle at 142.97. That's up 42. The feeder cattle are 198.62. That's up 155. And the October hogs are basically steady here at 67 even. We have the crude oil is slightly higher here this morning at 42.64 on the October. And the dollar has made a little bit of a rebound here today, which I think is hurting the grains as well. It's up 188. As far as the markets go, or what kind of what's going on in the markets, I think we're still have a lot of concerns out here about the export markets. We had good export sales yesterday, as I said, on corn and beans, but we're still about 33% below last year on the corn sales and 43% below last year on the bean sales for the new crop on export sales. So that's still bothering the trade. Looks like on soybeans we are competitive in the world now, pretty competitive price-wise. Corn is getting close, so we're not there yet. We're still at a discount. I mean, the rest of the world showed a discount to us. China continues its struggle trying to sell their reserve corn and has only sold about 4.4% of the total that they've offered on their reserve stuff. The funds basically are a little bit long on beans. They're short about, or long about 52,000 contracts of corn, and short a little bit of wheat, about 14,000 contracts. So they've been kind of steady and haven't made any big moves here recently. As far as the techs, I guess, look on the chart, maybe support at 860 to 65 on November beans, and the gap at 488.5 to 489 is still real important on the soybean side of things. On the corn, I think the 365 to 385 area is kind of where we're stuck right now on these corn. So with that, Brian, I'll give it back to you here.
All right, Bill. Thank you very much for that report. Have yourself a great weekend.
Yep. Talk to you later.
You Bye. Bet. That's Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing right here in Champaign, Illinois, with a look at the commodity markets here on this Friday morning.